This is the SB Live Washington Podcast, your home for coverage of high school sports and the people who play them across the Evergreen State. I'm Andy Bueller, reporter with SB Live, and with me is my partner in crime, a man of many hats, a senior reporter and the prodigal son of Tacoma. He's Todd Millis. For the first time in 2 years, a full high school football season looms. The COVID-19 pandemic upended the 2020 season, postponing it to the spring. Teams played shortened seasons, there were no state playoffs, but that now is a thing of the past. And finally, we're here to bring you episodic breakdowns of SB Live's top 10 rankings in each classification. These rankings and all of our work can be found on scorebooklive.com/Washington and on the SB Live Sports app, which you can download for free. You can find our top 10 classification rankings here, linked in the show notes. I highly recommend doing so. But before we get going with our first classification, 1B, Todd, how are you doing?
Man, it's the early part of August, and camp starts here pretty soon. And then we'll have some training camp developments, and then we get right into the season. I think we're just going to sort of blink our eye a couple times, and we're going to be in a stadium on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night in early September, and we'll be underway.
I can't wait, personally. I mean, how long have athletes across this state, coaches across this state, and fans across this state waited for fall high school football, Friday Night Lights to return? And we're right here. We're just weeks away as we record this. Starting with our breakdown of each class, I want to start with 1B. I'm going to read off our rankings, which we released on the site, scorebooklive.com/Washington, this past week. Just to go over kind of our rundown for today, I'm going to read the top 10, and then Todd, we're going to talk about how we got there. Starting with number one, Odessa Tigers. Number two, Elmira Cooley Heartline. Three goes to Quilcene. Four, Liberty Christian. Five, Lummi Nation. Six, Nacelle. Coming in at number seven is Pomeroy, and then at eight, Nia Bay. Nine, Wilbur Creston Keller, and rounding out our 1B rankings in the preseason is DeSales at number 10. Todd, I'm going to hand this off to you, because for 1B, I've been talking to coaches across the state, just kind of surveying the 1B landscape. I know both of us work on these rankings. Both of us talk through these and spend, hours doing so. But I'm going to throw it to you. Do you have any questions about the 1B landscape?
Yeah, so the smallest classification here in 1B, let's just start right here. Andy, you having talked to coaches over the last few weeks, just sort of a general feeling about 1B now that you've completed your research?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the last couple of years, it has started with Odessa. Odessa, of course, is the two-time defending 1B state champ. They're coached by Jeff Nelson, who has won a lot of state championships in his day. And, coming into the 2021 fall season, it still starts with Odessa, in my view. But the distance between one and two is maybe more narrow than it has been in the last couple of years with Elmira Cooley Heartline right behind at number two. I see there being a clear top two this year. Everybody knows Jim Sandusky at Lummi can get the most out of his guys. There's a group that brings back a ton of talent there. Nacelle is on a fantastic multi-year run, has a new head coach in Kevin McNulty and replaces a lot. But, it's a great hire. They bring decades of experience back. But, for me, it starts with Odessa and ACH. That's a clear one and two. And then beyond that, you have, a lot of teams that, on a year-to-year basis, you see some of the similar names at the 1B. And, of course, it's cyclical in these smaller communities, which generations are bringing up kids. And right now, I think a lot of the teams that you've seen over the past couple years, you're just going to see a lot of similar names with a couple breaking through that I'm excited to get into.
Yeah, not surprisingly, if you look at the state landscape, the bulk of the eight-man programs are in Eastern Washington, and that's sort of represented in our rankings, like you said, with Odessa and Elmira Cooley Heartline. So, kind of leading into that, why Odessa number one? What makes them the number one ranked team in our preseason rankings?
Well, you know, Odessa graduated a lot. You know, they're losing program pillars, guys like Pilot Weishar, who was a part of their two state championship teams, their quarterback Jet Nelson, who battled back from to play in that state championship game 2 years ago and then had a really nice senior season this fall. And you know, usually when you look at a team that loses a ton and loses a lot of key components and starters, you look around and say, okay, what's there, what's left? And in, you know, in the eight-man game with small rosters, sometimes the cupboard can be bare, and that's not the case at Odessa. You know, the guys, the twos, the threes in the depth chart spent a lot of time playing in the spring, playing the, you know, 2 seasons ago, because the fact of the matter is, Todd, you know this as well as I do, Odessa hasn't been, nobody's been able to stay on the field with Odessa. Usually by halftime, they're up by so much that they're playing their twos and their threes. And so, you know, I think you bring back, you know, they bring back a group that has a ton of guys who not only, you know, may not have been in starting positions, but have a ton of varsity experience. And so, you know, I look to Odessa, a team that has, you know, a dynamic junior and quarterback Colin Martin coming in, who's a dual threat. You know, I look at guys like, you know, Drew Hardung, who's a 3-year starter on the O-line and middle linebacker, a Davey McMillan at running back, you know, Hayden Miller, PJ Finch, guys who are going to step up, you know, and I kind of take that as, you know, Odessa has had a heck of a run these last 2 years, and that's just not going to stop because, you know, the talent they bring back is significant. I think everybody across the state knows that. And until they're knocked off, it's theirs to lose.
You mentioned a name earlier in this podcast that I'm going to bring back up, Jeff Nelson. He's the coach there at Odessa. He knows how to sustain dynasties. In my time at the Tacoma News Tribune, he was the coach at La Crosse Washtucna when they went through maybe arguably the most dominant stretch of eight-man football in state history. Now, I know there's some people at Nia Bay that would maybe argue that. But Jeff Nelson knows how to keep things going over the long haul. I wouldn't bet against Odessa, and I know neither would you. So I probably know the answer to this next question, yeah, because you kind of talked about this in the opening, but which team do you see giving Odessa a run for its money here in 2021?
Yeah, I mean, how do you look at a team? You know, Jeff Nelson, obviously, we've written about it in the past, but 6-time state champion, those 4 straight state championships with La Crosse Washtucna in the early 2000s. You know, in my view, the only team on a year-to-year basis that typically in their dominant run has been able to hang with them is Almira Cooley Heartline. And this year's no exception. In fact, ACH brings back every one of its starters from last year. You know, they have experience, they have the pedigree, they won it all in 2015 and 2017. They were the state runners-up to Odessa in 2018. You know, bringing back your starting lineup, the entire thing, I don't know if there's anybody in our you know, top 10 rankings across all classifications who can say that. And Brandon Walsh, head coach at ACH, is a 3-time state champ head coach. And, you know, quarterback Dane Isaac is the youngest in a long line of brothers. He really makes things go for them. He's a dual threat. And Reese Isaac has been a name over the past couple of years at Odessa because of his size, because of his mean streak. He's 6'3", 265, defensive end, O-lineman. He's a great 3-sport athlete. And in their short season in the spring last year, had 47 tackles, 4 sacks, 11.5 tackles for loss. ACH brings back experience, and because of that, you know, I think they, you know, genuinely, that game is one to circle this year, because I think ACH, you know, as opposed to the last couple of years, will be able to compete with this team.
Yeah, not surprisingly. I mean, again, Eastern Washington, 8-man football has sort of ruled the roost over the years. The maybe the biggest contender to Odessa from over there. Let's look at the West side a little bit. And you have a few teams from the West side in the top 10 rankings. Which do you see as maybe the best state hopeful or program that could go furthest in the postseason?
This one's hard. You know, and I like that question because, you know, the scales have favored the East side. in recent years, as far as powerhouses go, as far as state champions go. But you know, these teams really haven't played one another out west too in a couple years, outside of, you know, Nia Bay, Lummi, and that District 1-3 you know, matchup. And while a lot can change in a few years, we're seeing a ton of familiar names here in schools like Nacelle. You know, I mentioned Kevin McNulty taking over there. He's got a ton of 11-man experience and is a Nacelle guy. He's from Nacelle, very close with their outgoing coach, Jeff Eaton. They bring back, you know, some talent, and they can certainly be in this conversation, but I think it starts with Quilcy. The Rangers bring back 11 starters. They have the X factor in Bishop Budnick, running back, who over the last 2 years has gained around almost 3,000 yards over the last two seasons. That includes the shortened season here in the spring. So, you know, when you look at eight-man football, you look at who has players that are going to command an entire defense's attention. And there's a few of them that we'll get to in this conversation, but I think the first guy to bring up is Bishop Budnick, just because of you know, his track record, his pedigree, and here he enters his senior year. And, you know, Quilcene has a ton of experience, and I think they're the team to beat out west.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Kevin McNulty. I've had a lot of experience with him when he was the coach at White River, and he was coaching White River in the PCL when Reggie Williams and that crew were was at Lakes. So he's faced some really talented teams and actually enjoyed some success against teams that, and rosters that might, you know, have a little more talent. He's a very disciplined coach. Was at Al Waco here recently before going to Nevada and then coming back to his alma mater. So there's some really good coaches. You mentioned Jim Sandusky at Lummi. So some really well-coached teams here from the west side. And finally, let's wrap this up here in our 1B outlook. At the end of 2021, who will be our 1B player of the year?
Okay, so there's two names. I have four guys that I'm really have circled, you know, for this type of for this award. For a State Player of the Year award. And that starts with two guys who I've already mentioned, Bishop Budnick at Quilcene. You know, he's a show-stopping back. He's probably the most impressive on-field track record across this state. Reese Isaac at ACH on the OLD and the D-line. He was an AP All-State selection as a sophomore, both ways, monster three-sport athlete. Those guys are in this conversation, and I think the conversation starts there. But I want to take a look at a do-it-all quarterback, running back, defensive back, special teams specialist out of Pomeroy, a young man named Trent Gwynn. He's, I think, naturally a wingback. They have him playing at quarterback because he does a little bit of everything. You know, he can run, he can catch, he can throw. He's extremely versatile, and I think that playing a guy like him, I've talked about kind of defenses and that one X factor, he scares defenses. You just never know where he's going to line up. He's housed a kick against Odessa in the spring. Jeff Nelson he's the first guy Jeff Nelson brought up as, you know, this guy is legit, and Pomeroy is, he felt 1 year away last year. And I agree. He's probably in the preseason my choice for State Player of the Year. As Pomeroy's leading scorer of all time in program history, I think he could have the most productive season of all these guys, just because of the fact that he's just going to have the ball in his hand so much. But one name, finally, just to add a fourth name here, somebody to really take a hard look at. Last year, Liberty Christian came down to 1B from 11-man at 2B, and lots of attention went to record-breaking wide receiver Aiden Lesser, who, Todd, you wrote a story about, and deservedly so. With Lesser gone, the attention deserves to be shifted to their quarterback who was getting him the ball last year, and that's Keegan Bishop. So Bishop's an undersized QB. He's just below 6 feet, but he's a guy who has impressed a ton of big school coaches in the Tri-Cities. I think he could walk into a lot of programs across this state, regardless of classification, and start. Craig Lukens, the head coach at Liberty Christian, expects him to beat the program's passing record this season, which, according to him, is well within reach. He was on track to do it in the shortened season. And he's the key to Liberty Christian's success, Bishop is. You know, they won a 1B title back in 2012. All these 1B coaches that we've talked about who have been around for a long time certainly know who Liberty Christian is. And I think Keegan Bishop could be the key to them making a really big statement in their first full season back in 1B.
You know, I've watched a lot of those Isaac brothers come through the ranks at ACH, but how can you go against a guy with a cool name like Bishop Budnick?
And, oh, it's unreal.
Yeah, so
it's unreal. They had two at one point. I think they had four Budnick brothers on the same roster in the spring. So certainly a family affair there.
Yeah, and as you've kind of pointed out, there's a lot of really good individual skill position players at this level. It seems to really sort of set up to be a very, very exciting 2021 fall season in this classification.
No question. So if you want to read a full breakdown of these rankings, as I mentioned at the top, they're in the show notes. You can click the link through scorebooklive.com/Washington is our home for high school sports news and information across this state. It's the home for our work, as is the SB Live Sports app. So thank you guys for listening. I'm on Twitter at Andy Bueller. He's at Many Hats Millis. Follow along as we continue to lead up to the fall 2021 season at SB Live WA on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Until next time.
This podcast is brought to you by SB Live Washington and SB Live Sports, your national hub for high school sports news and information. Subscribe for free wherever you get podcasts. If you do it on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating and a review to help us best serve you, the listener. You can find our website at scorebooklive.com/Washington. There you'll see news, features, highlights, podcasts, and everything in the world of high school sports across this state. As always, a big shout out to our sponsor, Washington Federal. Thanks to Dan Dickow and Todd Millis for bringing the heat every week. This song you're hearing is by the band Woodrow. It's called So Far Away. It's written by James Schroeder, Carl Johnson, and my dad, Matt Bueller. I'm Andy Bueller. We'll be back next week.